or with the black glasses. He didn't want to know the what other. He didn't know other people to know whether they're sleeping or meditating. He said that I'm the best one. I'm the best one. Meditate on emptiness. Says it. Also, I'm free from worry, fears. I don't have to do food. I don't have to sleep. So one thing what I mentioned before, or to mention this, what was it? Some people make it a misunderstanding. It's not saying that Arhata, the Buddhist, high Buddhisattvas, Buddha, do not see, do not see what we see. They see what we see. You know, it doesn't mean they don't see this table, or they don't see this flower, or they don't see. This half one, they don't see the world, what we see, what we experience. Shouldn't misunderstand that way. shouldn't think that way. Somebody would say, of course there are phenomena which arhatas cannot see, because they haven't abandoned, they don't have omniscience. Why? Because they haven't completed their merit of wisdom, merit of virtue. Or the merit of wisdom that which causes Dhammakaya, merit of virtue which causes Rupakaya, to be said. There's dedication. Gyawa di gyawa gun. Sunam eshi tos la shi, sunam eshi lechim e tamba gun ji toga shos. Do this merit. And may all the gyawa gun, may all the living beings. Complete the merit of wisdom. So merit quality with the the understanding emptiness, the mental emptiness, then the merits of virtue. Complete the merits of wisdom, merits of virtue. It can be as a it can be as a merits of fortune, but I think merits, maybe virtue is the same. do this merits, may all the living beings complete the merits of wisdom, merits of virtue, and achieve the two kayas, the holy two kayas, the Dharma kaya, Rupa kaya. So that's a dedication prayer out there. So this often is necessary. Used to expand this in the teachings many times. Because they do not have omniscience, because they haven't completed the truth of merits. Even though they have so much scars of qualities, unbelievable qualities, realization of qualities. as arahat, the as all these miracle powers, taking clairvoyance, miracle powers, so many realizations they have as arahat, they can unbelievable way, so many different ways how to benefit with certain things, how to subdue their mind. This is so, unbelievable ways, as it means, you know, that they can see, so they can do. So the they haven't abandoned the four cause for unknowing. The one is a I think one is subtle karma. Subtle karma. I think I might mention already before. this they cannot see. Because the reason what I explained before, so they could not see the full karma. The other thing is that unbelievable thing, distance. unbelievable distance. I mean, you know, and I think the other one is by time. So, that has been unquestionable time, so it's unbelievable. I mean, what they can say is unbelievable. They, what they were, what the capacity they have, but something even much beyond that, you see. So, and the other one is the secrecy of the Buddha's qualities, whether they call it. The Buddha's actions was a secret that only Buddha's audience might see, that even the 10 different Bodhisattva cannot see. So that who has much more, far unbelievable quality, even more than the 10 different Bodhisattva has. You know, as a consequence, that is so much the Bodhisattva doesn't have. So that. That's I'm not sure that that story is connected to this these four things that is something, you know, unbelievable distance or the time wise or the then subtle karma, you know. could be related to these four things that four cause of unknowing. So anyway, the my uncle Jipu went I think the main real mother plus the way Pratap and God Pratas are one of the held anyway. So then there's a Hindu follower called Guduju. In Himalayan Guduju, Hindu follower Guduju. The day teacher passed, the teacher died and born in the Hindu goes to the hell, something like that, you know. So the Mangaldipu so with his psychic power he went. And I don't remember the complete story, but the essence is that he to benefit. So he met the teacher, the Guduju, the Hindu father, the teacher. Then he goes to the hell, maybe helped him. So anyway, send message to his disciples who are in the human realm. That please don't circumambulate my stupa. The Hindu followers after the teacher, the guru passed away, said, then they build stupa with these ashes. Stupa contained, you see, that. Then the, each time they, when the second moment, and, so he suffers, he's suffering very most serious. it affects. So, so anyway, so he sent message, they don't circumvent the stupa. So then, Mahamaji became, in the human world, then passed message to the followers. Then the followers all got angry, upset, and saying, Mahamaji was telling lies. You know, so they, then they asked him, where's his, and asked him, where's his mother? So then somehow that time, couldn't tell. Where's his mother? But then the mother passed away, you know, so a long time ago. Then could not, somehow, I think maybe relative, not, maybe one of those things here, focus or anything. So I think, I remember the distance or whatever. But also, so, so anyway, couldn't tell, then was beaten by the Kundu jewel. Hindu, you know, the gurus, the disciples, beat him, you know, beat so much, what is that? Like chopping the plants. So anyway, yeah, then, didn't believe what message, what the man did, the prophecy. Yeah, they could be angry with him. Then he asked where the mother is, and he could not tell his friend that. So somehow, so maybe something might be one of those things. So anyway, also, Tenpo Bodhi Sapa, maybe I should mention that anyway. And so I had so those who have read Lambrim, liberate palm in your hand, you remember that, you see, there's an excellent story there. But who haven't read? So however, that the story, you see, the Ahata, you know, could not a subtle karma cannot see. You know, so then many mistakes. Then because of that many mistakes benefit others. You see. Unable to help others. So so therefore then that story helps us to look for enlightenment. You know, not just liberation, but look for enlightenment, cessation of the subtle defilements, to achieve the complete qualities, cessation, qualities of gross subtle cessation, the majestic mind, defilements, and then complete the mind qualities of all the realizations. So to look for that, the state of omniscience, so that you can do perfect rule towards something without a mistake. Forever, intellectual body is brought to enlightenment. Every single health being is brought in. Every single hunger goes brought. Every single animal, human being, Sura, Sura, everyone brought to enlightenment. So then. Same thing. So they say, it's good to remember. So anyway, the Kimda Pal Kimda Palje, Kimda Palje, Kimda Palje, give us 8 years old and only then he began to practice Dharma. And then he achieved the Arya part in the wisdom directly present, the third part, and the part of merit, preparatory part, rising part, part of meditation, and so he achieved the rising part in that line. He began to practice Dharma only after 8 years old. So that's very good to hear, because then you see, so here we don't have 8 years. Do we have anybody who is 8 years old? Yeah. Anyway, so here, so I'm comparing the age here, young, very young age. Yeah. So then that makes you to realize how you're so fortunate. You know, I'm a little fortunate how you are, you know, begin to practice Dharma much earlier. So, what gives you inspiration? Will he be able to practice Dharma only after 8 years old, and then, but still he achieved in that life before he died, the exalted path, Tibetan, then turned to Paglam, the exalted path. So this five-part celebration, the third, when you achieve the third, then, you know, that's exalted path. So third, you know, starting from third, we say. So that, you know, inspires us. If you do practice, if you do practice Dharma correctly, you can achieve even Arya path. So wisdom directly perceive emptiness and this can directly cease the defilements. Achieve liberation. You know. So anyway. So he was teased by when he was at home, so many children at home teased him every day, you know. Then he got fed up at home, you see. So then he thought, if I were a monk, you went to a monastery, but a monk, there's so much peace, you know, so much peace. You know. Then he went to the monastery. So then when he went to monastery, the abbot of the monastery, Sheripu, so Guru Shatyamuni Buddha tour. Guru Shatyamuni Buddha has two half disciples too. Two sublime disciples, you see. One is called Sheripu. One is called Mehru. I don't know which one goes to which way, but I don't know. So among numberless men, these two are sublime. Sheripu, who is excellent in the wisdom among the disciples, Mehungajipu, who is excellent in psychic power. So the abbot of the monastery, Sheripu, so the old man went to the monastery, and Sheripu checked whether the old man has come to the monk. He could not see him come to the monk. So then Sheripu said that you know, you cannot study Dharma, you cannot offer service to the monastery, you don't come to the monk. So didn't accept. So the old man he put his head in at the gate of the monastery, you see, on the lower part, you see. But he said, then he cried, and then he went to the path and he cried. Then that time Buddha was in India. It's time when Buddha was in India. Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha. So Buddha's omniscient mind, they see sentient beings all the time. And whenever they need to guidance, help, you know, the karma that happened to his guidance. Buddha appeared there, without delay. Even second, that's a special quality of the Buddha, without delay. What the karma happens without delay, dies without delay, even second, you know, to that, see? Mm. So that. So anyway, so Buddha, suddenly appeared, say, came to the park, then asked the old man, so what happened? The old man just went to the hospital, whatever, didn't accept all that, home problems, home problems. then Buddha said, because that arhat did not complete the merit of wisdom as a virtue, but I have completed, so I can see your karma to the monk. So then Buddha explained that when he was unconscious times ago, so so he was one time, he was a fly. That old man was a fly. So then there was a stupa, and there was cow dung around stupa. Some very kind cow did poo-poo around. So the fly followed the smell of cow dung. No education, this is holy object to nothing, you see. Benefits of self-compassion, no idea. But just simply, motivation is attachment, Pleasure. Right the moment to get pleasure. So follow the smell of cow dung, put the cow dung around. So then it becomes second blessing. So there's small virtue, not virtue by motivation. The motivation non-virtue, but because the power of the whole object. So then here you see the action become virtue. So normally in our daily life, our actions to say, normally in our daily life, you see, in order to achieve happiness, the action has to become virtue. In order to become virtue, the motive attitude of the act of the action has to be virtue. So it has to be non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment. Particular the non-attachment is not saying non-attachment to clinging, seeking a future life happiness, samsara happiness, profession. It's not that. But that attachment is the attachment of clinging to this life. That one. So if the motivation, the attachment, clinging to this life, then that will be non-virtue. My attachment is seeking happiness, which is life, future samsara happiness, and all those. That's a virtue. That is attachment, but it's still virtue. So here, attachment, which is totally non-virtue, is the attachment, the clinging to this life. So that's non-virtue, completely. So you can see the our thing. You see, when your mind is say. Attachment, and the cultural attachment, clinging to this life, reputation to become famous, or the power, or healthy and wealthy and all that, long life, so forth, all these needs, pleasure of this life, you see. So then, how do you feel your mind? Peaceful or tight? You see, how is the effect you get to your mental cleaning? You see, it's not peaceful. It's opposite to peace. You see, disturbing to your mental cleaning. You see. So they have tension, so forth, all this. So there's disturbing to your mental cleaning. You see. More unpeaceful. See. But the motivation, the attachment, seeking happiness, future life. You know, even that happiness, some sort of pleasure, but future life happiness. future life to get a human body, a deva, so do you see. Body and so forth, rebirth, you see. So, those happiness, perfection. So, it's still attachment. but it's not the attachment to cling to this life. So I think if you analyze, you see, the nature of those two minds, those two attachments. So I think there's much more unpeaceful, you know, the disturbances with this. One, the attachment clinging to the non-virtual thought, which is pure non-virtual. But the attachment is seeking happiness, you see, detached to this life, but attached to the future life happiness, you know, some sort of profession. So that, I think that... is that a motivation? Even though it's still attached, but it's detached to this life. So I think they have more peace. The nature of that is more peace. You see, more in happiness, more peace. Effect to your mental being. Yeah, I think there's a different effect, you know, to your mental being. They were much more peace. More inner peace. More, see. The other one didn't have. Yeah. So you see. Yeah. So it'll be good to analyze to how you see the two differences affect your mind. You know. So anyway, so that the other one seeking attachment, seeking happiness, to detach this life, but the attachment. Seeking happiness, future life, that's virtue, the dharma. That's the lowest dharma. Lowest dharma. Oh. Kind of the very last. So anyway. So what I'm saying. So to create happiness, and then the action has to be virtue, and then the action to be virtue, the motivation has to become motivation of the action has to be virtue, pure virtue, dharma, non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment. So you have to understand, you know, it's a non-attachment, but there's details. it's not necessarily a total, you see. non-attachment, you see. It means attachment to this life. So all of that. So, as a as Nagarjuna explained, I think it might be jewel garland. Writing to a friend or the jewel garland, forgot. So it's one of the text. So ja shadang timu sum tejele ni ngewa tele ngelo tamji jung ma cha ma dang timu me tejele ni ngewa tele tendo tamji jung so So this is one common references. So what it's saying is that from ignorance, karma born from from the ignorance and anger attachment is a non-virtue, and from that the evil transmigrated being will rise. All the evil transmigrated being will rise. So that Nendro, the evil transmigrated being. So that could have meaning that, you know, rebirth. What caused the rebirth to be born? What caused them to be born in hell, hunger, animals, by creating evil deeds, evil karma? See? So, it could have that meaning. Nendro. Nendro. I think the suffering, transmigrated being. It's a bad, good, bad, you see. Suffering, transmigrated being. So all the suffering, all this evil transmigrated being rises. Telling Dutam Jung. Then, actions born from the non-anger, non-ignorance, non-attachment is a virtue, and all the happy transmigrated being rises from that. So, so the rebirth, they were human, you see. Remember, those the happy transmigrated being. So, but we're born and said, Pure Land, or the Devahim born with it. So, so the general evolution, you see, how we create happiness or how we receive happiness is like this. So the root is your mind. So here you see your mind, your motive of act has to be virtue, dharma. Then your action becomes dharma, virtue. Then you have result of happiness. So so same. Not only when you do meditation, prayer, read Dharma text, not only that, even normal activity, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing many hours job, or many hours of sleeping. So you see, so whatever activity you do, so so this quotation, the quotation what shows is, you see, you can say, if you make, like this, so if you make the attitude motive of all the activities in daily life, if we can make dharma, and if we make dharma, transform into dharma, dharma, and then virtue, you see, pure mind, pure motive. So if we do that, then all the activity, whatever we do in daily life, become dharma. Pure action, virtue, dharma. So all this cause of happiness. So then it only resolves as a result only happiness. So that, so this quotation shows that, so it's up to us. So it's up to us how we do. So it's up to us how we do, how we take care of our mind. What we do, how we do with our mind, you see. Because we can use this as you see, how you take care of yourself. So 24 hours per day, daily life, by watching the mind, consciously, and then watching the mind, consciously, then you see, transform the motive into Dharma. Non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment, you see, like this. Then, of course, not only that, non-ego, selfish mind, you see. Then transform the bodhicitta. So when we do this, of course, then even non-ego self-cherishing thought, of course, bodhicitta, so then you all your activity, you know, the many hours of sleeping, many hours of doing job, you see. So many hours of eating, drinking, chocolate, so playing golf, anyway, so forth. So anyway, all the activities then become cause of enlightenment. The highest success, cause of enlightenment, you see. So that means, all these become, you see, the motive, the action, all this, whatever you do, whatever you're doing, not necessarily attached to only your action, but virtue only, that's the reading Dharma texts or doing prayer or, you know, sitting, you know, kind of, meditation, sitting. that. So, the normal activity, whatever you're doing, see. So all this, everything that whatever you activity what you do, everything will cause this enlightenment. Everything becomes cause of happiness, everything becomes there. Everything is whatever you do, it causes happiness to all sentient beings. Causes happiness to all sentient beings. One thing is that after you achieve enlightenment, you do perfect work towards every single sentient being. Every single sentient being, perfect work, benefit. So that's causing happiness. What is that? Well, that is causing happiness. Bring it to enlightenment. That's what. Even before that, when you're Bodhisattva, you say, higher and higher path, you achieve Bodhisattva. Unbelievable. Like an ocean, very deep benefit to a sentient being. Unbelievable. With all the qualities, you know, what you can benefit, what you can do for others, benefit just unimaginable. See, beyond our concept, it's difficult to imagine. Yeah, such as the 8 Bhumi Bodhisattva, 10 Bhumi Bodhisattva. There are 10 Bhumis teaching, 5 parts, 10 Bhumis teaching enlightenment, the Paramedic part. So, the 8th and 9th and 10th, the qualities, is beyond from our, we can say, concepts there, kind of miserable. Difficult to understand what they can do. Not only they can manifest zillions and trillions, those parts, from first Bhumi, they can manifest 100. 100 first booming message about the Sabha, 100 manifest to see. Then they can do, each one do different meditation and can go to 100 different pure land and make exchange offerings to Buddhas. Each one. Then also teach Dharma to sentient beings, different structures. To the sentient beings. So, yeah, there, I think it's about maybe 11 things. I'm not sure. Different things, like, you know, by my 100 bodies. Then next one, 1,000. The same for me. So it's just unbelievable. Oops, sorry. My earring dropped. So the second one, 1,000 times to manifest, you see. I mean, so then everything like that, you see, 1,000 times. So, keep different teaching to many, many, you know, 1,000, each manifest, keep teaching at the same time. And then even more offerings to the, each one in the pure land, so many pure land, you know, offering to the Buddhas, just unlimited. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, numberless bodies, there's a help the Sabbath get to prostration, you see, to the medical, you see. So, so the 8 and 10, 8 and 9, just it's like, you know, for us, for our mind, you see, very difficult to understand how unbelievable thing what they can. Two forces being. So, you know, those, I don't remember, it's a number of people, zillion, trillion, I mean, so many, much more, you see. More, so, unconceivable. And also they can manifest. you see, it could come up sentiments, even bridge or the bomb. The mountain or whatever, water, whatever, they need for sentient being, they can manifest. Nowadays, even Bodhisattva does that. Not only when Buddha to Bodhisattva, not only Buddha to Bodhisattva, even Bodhisattva. These Bodhisattvas can do that. And then, even its pores of the holy body has a, you know, kind of has a world in, or maybe pure land or pure water. Oh, so it's just amazing, just kind of completely beyond our, we cannot understand. You know. So what they can say, manifest a cover, see? Just the most unimaginable, you know, qualities. So the anyway, like a deep, like ocean, higher part, which is deeper than something you offer. So the Buddha suffers. What's it? Oh, now I forgot. So the what is it? Yeah. So Buddha told the old man. So I have complete truth of merits, so I can see. Oh yeah, that's right. So, before mentioning, going through that, I just want to mention here that. (Clears throat) So in a, maybe the difference is in other religion. See, when you can check, is the how say the practice, the religion, see, the spiritual practice. what is God in that religion, spiritual practice? It's only a dress, the way you wear dress, or the, you see, some, or worshipping the, and the front of the, the founder of the, you know, religion, or in front of the figure going in the, how say, temple, church, but, or see, reaching just or reaching the you know, the scripture or some so on the doors, you see, but normal your life, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing jobs, so forth, not recognized as it cannot become spiritual, it cannot become dharma. This is not religion, you see. but here in Buddhism, but some of the Hindu religions, see, through the your practices to, you know, they change the dress, the hairs, or they change dress, you see. So then if you do that, you're practicing the spiritual, you see, like that. So not to your mind transformation, but just to change your body, you see. But now here in Buddhism, a man is not the external thing. The main thing is your mind. Because all the problems come from your mind. And so therefore, all the suffering to you, and say, your own problems, and you cause problems to others, you know, to the world, and everything comes from your mind. And then the peace and happiness also has come from your mind. And your peace and happiness has come from your mind. And your giving peace and happiness to all living beings has come from your mind. So therefore, Buddhism is the main thing is that taking care of your mind. So the main practice of Buddhism is subduing the mind. You know, subduing the mind. Engage in perfect wholesome action. So how you can do that, you know, abandon the cause of suffering, virtue, and the practice the cause of happiness, the virtue. How you can do that? See they change the all your activities become on the cause of happiness, doesn't become cause of suffering. Only through your mind, only through your transformation of your mind. So there's a so. Subduing the mind is teaching Buddha. So that, subduing the mind is teaching Buddha. So everything, so whole entire practice to do with your mind. So, when you take a certain level of vows, ordination, you know, then they see it involves the wearing robes like that. But that is to remind, to protect your mind, to remember the vows, to remind the vows, and it become protection. to be able to protect the mind, in the virtue, dharma, to live in those moralities, to be able to live. So this all have a, you know, explanations, you know. So like this, for example here, I've forgotten what myself forgotten. The intense experience. So there's a kind of, I say, this thing in the putting back. Yeah, I think that. I think renunciation, some sort of some, you know. Then this one might be the path to liberation, better path, better wisdom. I think might be that. So anyway, here too. Better wisdom, I think. Something that way. Part way. So, so anyway, for example, this one, you know, so, so I might talk or to could elaborate. So this one, this is splendid. So this looks like the elephant trunk. I think it's Yama's mouth, you know, Yama's fangs. You know? There's no will of life here. Maybe there's will of life upstairs should bring down. Upstairs there's will of life, so we should put something there. So anyway, this is the Lord of Death is Yama. You see, the fangs, you know, fangs to this. So this is to remind that you are to remind that you are in the mouth of the Lord of Death. You see. However, the real meaning is that, that you are, you see, the impermanence of life, you see. Natural impermanence and death. Natural impermanence and death, to remind you, you see, you are in the mouth of the Lord of Death, but it can close down any time. You are inside the mouth, you see. So to remind you that death can have any moment, you see, the day. So the mouth can close down any time. So you see, for you to remind that you are alive. So that to cut. Can put somewhere on the pillar over there. And somewhere. No, they won't do it. I think there's some there. Yeah, on the pillow. Or there. On the pillow there, near the drawer. Oh, there's a lot of things to hang on. That's a very good place.